But next to the privilege of being the mother of God stands the privilege of Saint Joseph. He was chosen to be guardian and protector of the eternal Son of God made man and of the Mother of God. From all eternity, God deigned to find an earthly mother that was suitable for his divine Son. And from all eternity, he sought to find a foster father suitable to protect that mother and the incarnate Word of God. The Eternal Father sought a man that he could trust to take his place and to be foster father to his Son. And for this job of mother, he chose Mary. For the chaste guardian of the Virgin and the diligent protector of Christ, he chose Joseph. He chose Joseph, as we say again in the litany, most chaste, prudent, strong, obedient, faithful, and patient. He chose the man who would be known for all eternity as the guardian of virgins, the pillar of families, the solace of the wretched, the terror of demons, and the protector of Holy Church.